I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The city of Mosul in Iraq is ISIS's largest stronghold in the country. On Monday, Iraqi forces launched attacks on the city to try and reclaim it. If they're successful, this would be a major blow to ISIS forces. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA spoke with an Iraqi pastor earlier this year. And when he asked how Christians can pray for the church in Iraq, the pastor's response was surprising.
The very first prayer request, he said, there's so many reasons it is completely logical for them to want to leave the country and go someplace safe. Pray that God will call Christians to stay here, because if all the Christians leave, who's going to share the gospel? Who's going to be a lighthouse in these communities?
Please remember to lift up our Iraqi brothers and sisters in Christ today in prayer. And the history that birthed South Sudan is littered with conflict and economic distress. Today, it's one of the poorest countries in the world and is characterized by violence. Dan and Teresa of Set Free Ministries know those challenges. Even so, they're hoping to bring about the gospel transformation through two schools in a rural village. Schools have struggled in South Sudan for decades. Only 27% of the population is literate, but the opportunity is there.
The people are really very excited and eager to have the school open. In fact, the primary school has already started classes even before we get there. There's four grade levels being taught, and last we knew about 40 students. There might be even more than that now.
You can be part of the solution. Get the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochanka Padidi. Sometimes, we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy by clicking on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.